The
following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. That means I'm joined in the studio by Elisa Profumo. How are you doing, Elisa?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. And we've got a lot of great things to talk about today, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I love Casual Fridays because I get to rant.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I rant very occasionally on the Monday through Thursday shows, but I try to save it up for Friday. So anyway. So what's new in the news?
What are you going to rant about today?
Oh, my God. Pick a subject. We've got so many. I mean, where do you want to start? Nutritional idiocy?
Where do you begin? Well, I kind of want to talk about trivia today.
Yeah.
Because I think that the consumers are being misled with trivia.
Yes.
One of my girlfriends called me yesterday and asked me if I knew anything about trivia. And so I don't use trivia, so I really didn't.
Right, because you use pure stevia extract, and you actually make your own stevia extract as well.
That's correct.
Okay.
So when we talk about stevia on the air, I'm not talking about trivia. Let me get that straight.
Right.
Okay. So I looked it up, just Googled trivia and looked it up. Did you know that it was made by Cargill?
Cargill. Soon, you know, we rail against Monsanto. We have to come up with a name for Cargill now.
Well, I told you earlier that Cargill is becoming Monsanto-ish things that they're doing.
They actually look like they're competing with Monsanto for who could be the most deceptive about how they poison people.
Well, actually, it was developed jointly by Coca-Cola and Cargill.
Right, right.
So all those Coca-Cola products that you're drinking, like the Odawalla juices and
Truvia in them.
They have Truvia in them, right. And they're able to make the all-natural claim because of that.
Right.
But actually, I mean, Truvia has sugar alcohols in it.
And it has sugar in it.
And it has a little bit of sugar,
yeah,
right?
But it has sugar in it. This is a pet peeve of mine. Think about this for a second. The FDA allows companies who use under a certain threshold of sugar to say that there's no sugar in things and zero calories.
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about this for a second. Let's take the same approach to metrics to, let's say, the way we handle money. Let's say the U.S. Treasury said to retail stores, anytime somebody pays for something and their change is 30 cents or less, you don't have to give them their change back, right? Mm-hmm. So you go into the store and you buy something for 70 cents. You're standing there with your hand out and they go, oh, no, you don't get any change back. You'd be really pissed off, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the FDA, on behalf of their culprit companies that they protect, allow companies to say that there is zero calories and zero sugar anytime it's under 1 gram of sugar.
Right.
Okay, so now that means that if you use four packets, there's actually almost 4 grams of sugar. Now there's calories and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as no one uses the serving size that's recommended,
mm-hmm.
it's corrupt. But the FDA allows these companies to say there's zero sugar in Truvia and zero calories in Truvia because the amount of sugar that's in it is below a certain threshold.
Right.
It's all lies. It's frustrating.
It is frustrating. And then there's the other one, Purevia.
Yeah.
Right. And that one's made by Pepsi.
Right.
So I guess when Coca-Cola does something, Pepsi has to do it as well.
Of course. Of course.
And we will be talking more about Cargill later on in the show, by the way. We have some good stuff to talk about.
Cargill. We have to come up with a name like Monsanto. The way we came up with Monsanto for Monsanto, we need to come up with a name for Cargill. Anybody have any ideas? Post it on my Facebook today.
I think that Monsanto and Cargill are in competition to see who can rule the world.
Yeah, there you go. Who can ruin the world even
exactly.
better.
Exactly.
So anyway, what else is going on, Lisa?
Well, didn't you want to talk about what you saw this morning about sodium?
Yes. There's a fella out there who, and I'm sorry if I probably should have his name in front of me before I do this, but there's a fella out there who's written a book, Eat This, Not That. He was on TV this morning on a local, was it on Good Morning America that he was on?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it always frustrates me when people try to dumb things down, like Dr. Oz does, so the masses can get like some morsel of information and walk away with it. And it also has to be sensationalized enough to make people listen.
Right.
So this morning his focus was, in an effort to sell his book, was sodium.
Mm-hmm.
And the comparison was, they showed you a particular dish that had a ton of sodium in it, a ton of calories, ton of fat. And then they compared that to, well, you could be eating this instead because this has as much sodium.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those baby gets thrown out with the bathwater type scenarios when you focus on one single thing in a particular food item and try to say it's bad because it has this one thing in it. I mean, for instance, tomatoes have a ton of sodium in them, right?
But they're not bad.
No, they're not. So the point I'm trying to bring out is, once again, you have people who, in an effort to try to get a message out there, they try to oversimplify it, and the message is lost. That approach has to stop. It's the reason why people don't understand what to eat today. It's why they're so confused. I mean, this guy is telling people, trade the Chili's, this meal from Chili's to that meal from Chili's. No, don't eat a Chili's at all. That should be the message. Go to your farmer's market, buy your food, cook it at home.
Yep, that's what you got to do.
That's the message. But no, that's not the message. It's, oh, no, don't eat this because it has 4,000 milligrams of sodium and is crap food. Eat this because it has 600 milligrams of sodium and is also crap food.
Well, you know, talking about what you just said about food making a claim that they have something good in it or something bad in
right.
it. He was talking about something bad, one thing. Well, Robert Sean Lassane posted on Facebook about Activia.
Right.
And you know how they make the claims about it has so good for your digestive system and
just
the probiotics.
Just one Activia a day can correct digestive problems, blah, blah, blah.
I was at the grocery store and I read that. So I thought, I'm going to look because I eat Greek yogurt. The
right.
Oikos.
Yeah,
thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Activia, it's 4 ounces and it has 24 grams of sugar in it.
That's amazing.
For 4 ounces.
Now he compared that.
Do people really know what they're eating?
No, they don't. That's the problem. And people think that's healthy. Now, didn't he compare that to a Krispy Kreme donut? He said that it actually has as much or more sugar than a Krispy Kreme cinnamon bun.
Honey bun, twice as much sugar than the honey bun from Krispy Kreme donut.
Wow.
And he also said that he realized that because they were kind of in the same section, and he was looking at both of them.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
And
to me.
People would look at the Krispy Kreme and say it's bad, and they'd look at the Activia and say it's good, and that's because of the misinformation about the importance of avoiding sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in fact, who was it that was just telling me? Somebody was just telling me the other day that Mike Mahler said it on yesterday's show. He said that he was watching an episode of The Doctors, and someone on The Doctors said that there has been no proven relationship between sugar consumption and diabetes.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. I mean, I said, Mike, are you sure they said that? Because I can't believe that they really said that. He goes, absolutely, they said it. And if someone on The Doctors really said that, you know what? That's an insult to humanity to tell people that.
Well, back to the Activia, all the commercials that push Activia, you know, people think that they're really doing something good for their body. Eating the yogurt. I mean, even Yoplait yogurt has that much sugar in it.
Right. And that brings me to another pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
The word natural has been hijacked. You know what? There are a lot of natural things that we shouldn't be eating. Arsenic is natural. We know that. It occurs. I mean, the word natural has been designed to imply to people that it's healthy. The word natural has been replaced with healthy. All the word natural means is it's naturally occurring in nature. Poisons are naturally occurring. Animal feces is naturally occurring.
Uh-huh.
We know that wood's naturally occurring, and they use it as a form of fiber in a lot of foods.
And what is that called again?
Cellulose.
Cellulose, that's right.
Anytime you have you're eating a food and it says that it has cellulose in it.
That's wood.
That's wood.
That's
anytime,
wood.
And by the way, anytime you're eating a food and it says it has silica in it, that's sand.
Uh-huh.
But again, these are all natural.
But remember all natural flavors? When we were talking about the coloring from carmine the bug.
Yeah,
carmine. That's considered an all-natural flavor.
Yeah, carmine is actually made from the shelled wing shells of bugs.
Of the bugs, yes.
But it's natural because it occurs naturally. So natural should mean nothing to you. If anything, the word natural should say to you, I better really read this label now.
Uh-huh.
Because I got news for you. Horse poop is natural, and if they could get the stink out of it, they put that in your food too. And they'd say it's all natural.
Do you think they really would?
Oh, are you joking? I'm being sincere. I know that we had that whole fiasco when I said if they could get us to eat our own poop, they would. And then somebody put that fake blog post up about the burgers made out of feces and all that sort of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we got stung with that one.
Right.
But the reality is if food manufacturers could figure out how to feed us our own poop, they would absolutely do it. They would buy sewage refineries all over the world. And they would start just reconstituting food out of it.
That's disgusting.
But it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, what shall we talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, I want to elaborate more on Cargill.
Really?
And then I also want to talk about some Indiana prisoners that are growing their own foods.
Wow.
I think it's really awesome.
Well, you know what? It's not only awesome, but that means that there are prisoners out there who are probably eating better than some of us here.
I think so.
Okay, you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We will be right back.
2 amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no 2 amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. Or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
back.
Welcome back. This is Rush Limbaugh.
I was going to say, where did that come from?
El Rushbo.
Okay.
I want to be the Rush Limbaugh of the anti-aging movement.
Okay.
That's what I want to be. But just not as bloated and unhealthy as he is.
Okay, so I was telling you earlier about the article I read about how the state of Indiana is trying to save taxpayers' money. So,
got to give it up to Indiana. We live here in Louisville, Kentucky. Indiana does so much better than they do here in Kentucky.
You know,
it's unbelievable.
I got to tell you, I've read a whole lot of articles just recently about Mitch Daniel because people want him to run for the presidency.
Right.
And he says he's not going to do it, but he has done so much in the state of Indiana. I see it. It's in our paper. There's more stuff about Indiana than there is about Kentucky.
Right.
But anyway, so in Terre Haute, the inmates at the federal prison there are growing their own food and learning about horticulture, and that's the first for the Bureau of Prisons anywhere.
Right.
Okay, officials with the Federal Correctional Complex estimate that they saved taxpayers $130,000.
Never mind. They don't. You know what? That's the intrinsic value. The extrinsic value is they're going to have inmates that are healthier and have better moods, are less prone to violence because they're probably eating foods that are rich in omegas. Didn't you say they're also going to start fish farming now?
Yes, they're going to start raising their own fish as well.
That's great.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
Sorry. But anyway, so they're going to start raising their own fish.
Right. That's great.
It says that they have 17 acres that they grow produce on.
Right.
And, you know, not all prisons would have that much to grow on. But, you know, the ones that do, they should take advantage of it.
Yes.
And they grew cucumbers, onions, watermelon, potatoes, zucchini, peppers. I mean, all kinds of produce.
That's fantastic. And it's probably high quality. I wonder if they're using pesticides or they're using organic growing practices. That would be an interesting message to find out. We could probably email somebody and find out.
Well, it says here that when they start growing their own fish, they're going to start producing their own fertilizer from that.
Oh, from the fish poop, I guess.
Yeah, that will allow them to grow produce all year long.
Wow, that is so cool. That really is cool.
And it also talks about the inmates that are learning horticulture, that they're excited about it because they feel like when they get out, like somebody said they were going to start their own farm, somebody else
and
was going to start.
And you know what? And that's another thing. This is like a seed program for farmers. These guys will come out and become – we need more local farmers.
Exactly. And another one said that he was going to start his own lawn business because now he understands about how things grow.
I want to reach out to somebody there and see if we can't have somebody from the prison on and even maybe a prison inmate who's thinking about becoming a farmer.
Don't you think that's incredible?
Yeah, that's commendable. That really,
really
is.
It really is.
It really is.
It really is. Okay, so – so Nick Guggs posted on Facebook, we were talking about Cargill earlier.
Yeah, coming up with a name for them, right?
He said Carkill.
I like that, Carkill. That's a good one. That'll stick for a little while, unless we can come up with something better.
Okay, so Cargill, their scientists were trying to come up with, they were trying to improve a product called Barleaf. Are you familiar with Barleaf?
No. What is it?
It's a concoction that Cargill has developed. And it's actually been developed from barley. It's a source of beta-glucan fiber that they're adding to foods.
Right. And so, in other words, the reason that they're using the fiber from barley is because they probably invest in crops of barley, and they're trying to find better ways to exploit their crops. So, and the fiber is known to be a soluble fiber, which is supposed to be quote-unquote healthy if you buy into the whole cholesterol myth.
And it says that like barley, it's got the beta-glucan fiber, and it's been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol.
Big deal. Scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Guess what? Asphyxiation has been scientifically proven to stop the growth of cancer. Think about it. If you have cancer and I choke you until you die, your cancer stops growing.
Right.
So in other words, big deal. It reduces cholesterol. We need to abandon the whole cholesterol myth. It's baloney. But anyway, okay.
What I don't understand is why don't people just eat whole foods instead of...
Why don't they eat barley?
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
Oh, that would make too much
that
sense.
That would be too much. That would be too easy.
Yeah, and that would make too much sense because there's other things in barley that may be beneficial than just the stuff they're trying to squeeze out of it.
It says that Cargill scientists solved the problem by tinkering with barley on a molecular level to try and make it taste better.
A molecular level, so they're genetically modifying it.
Yes, yes.
So they made barley. They took the barley and made it a frankenfood so that it would taste better.
They were able to unveil it as a brand in 2008, complete with health claims sanctioned by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The FDA, the backbone of deception. So what are the health claims that they're making, Elisa?
Well, they're able to say that it's heart healthy.
So they can say, and I'm actually going to repeat what you said to me this morning. They can say that barley is heart healthy, but the walnut producers can't say walnuts are heart healthy.
Yes, exactly.
And keep in mind that walnuts have soluble fiber, right. Have plant sterols,
uh-huh.
Okay,
right.
And omega-3s, all the things that barley have.
But they can't claim that they're heart healthy because
they didn't pay the FDA their VIG. You know what? I bet you the FDA, whoever started the FDA must have worked for Al Capone. Because that's how Al Capone used to operate. You could stay open, your store could do business in the neighborhood as long as you paid us your money, and then you could do business. So that's basically what they're doing. You have to pay to play with the FDA.
Well,
hey, that rhymes, you know.
You're okay. A poet and don't even know.
I know, but my feet show it. They're Longfellows. Go ahead.
In the same article, it's got listed as success story, and they're talking about omega-3s.
Right.
And how Cargill also has introduced a canola oil that has flaxseed oil in it, and they're saying that that's better for you as an omega-3 supplement.
There are some that would debate that. There is some evidence that the omega-3s from flaxseed oil are not absorbed easily by the human body.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, there were some that would debate that. So,
well, so then I went to the Clear Valley Oil website, and it says here, enabling a nutrient claim, and they're saying that if you use their oil, you will be able to make a nutrient claim on your packaging so that you can sell it more readily to consumers.
I wish I had
which
the money.
I find so disgusting.
Yes,
because a natural product like walnut cannot make a heart-healthy claim, but a processed food
that
like
has this crap in it
can make that kind of claim.
And that, I was just thinking, you know what? I'd love to come up with something that is like a concoction of motor oil and antifreeze, and put a little of their stuff in it, and then I'd be able to sell it to people and tell them to drink it because it's heart-healthy. I mean, it's ludicrous. I mean, that's an extreme, obviously, but it's ridiculous.
I don't understand why something as processed as this can make a heart healthy claim, but a natural product like walnuts cannot.
Dr. Rouse just posted on Facebook, flaxseed oil's long chain conversion, 0 to 11%, very, very low conversion to omega-3s.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. I mean, I had suspected that. I had read that somewhere, that flaxseed oil is not a good candidate if you're looking for omega-3s. So there you go.
Well, they're fooling the public, and FDA is allowing it.
That's exactly who's enabling them, not allowing them. By putting the FDA approval on it, that tells the people who are not informed out there that it's okay, it's healthy to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on Cargill. Join Monsanto.
Cargill.
I like that. Cargill. Nick Guggs just put that. Cargill. I like that. I like that. All right, so what else do we have to rant about, Elisa?
Well, I wanted to talk about cereals. Dr. Rouse posted some information about natural breakfast cereals that are loaded with pesticides and GMOs.
Yes, but they're probably natural pesticides. And everybody knows that genetically modified foods are natural. Just the way Frankenstein was a real person.
Well, what really blows my mind is, you know, Kashi cereals, the Kashi brand cereal is supposed to be so healthy and so good
for
you. Oh, I know.
Doesn't Oprah recommend people eat Kashi?
That's all she eats. Remember when they did that show on carbs and the vegetarian show?
Yeah.
And they gave all of their audience members packages and it had a ton of Kashi products in it.
Kashi is junk. I think I've eaten Kashi cereal one time in my life.
I've eaten it before.
Because you felt it was healthy.
I tried it. Okay. Didn't eat it on a long-term basis, but I have.
So what's wrong with Kashi cereals? They're all natural, aren't they?
Well, it, you know, Kashi is made by Kellogg's. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Oh, Kashi must be Kellogg's in a different language.
Oh, go ahead. It contains high level of GMOs, not just a trace of GMOs, but a high level meaning the key ingredients are genetically engineered from the get-go. In fact, this came from an article on Natural News. They've learned that the test results reveal 100% of the soy used in tested boxes of Kashi cereal was genetically engineered soy. 100%.
And listen, 99% of all soy is GMO soy. So try to find soy that's not GMO. It's impossible. If you're eating soy products, you're an idiot. I mean, any soy product, never mind the fact that they are loaded with phytoestrogens, which are endocrine disruptors. They're all genetically modified. They're the reason for IBS and GERD. We know that from the show that I did with Howard Vlieger. When they looked at the stomachs of pigs that were eating GMO soy, they were completely ulcerated. They had all the symptoms of GERD and IBS that humans have.
Also, this article states that they didn't even talk about or cover the residues of toxic and carcinogenic. I say that 15 times.
There you go.
Am I too far away?
Yeah, get a little closer to my.
The pesticides and the grains used to produce the natural breakfast cereals.
Yeah. So, in other words, just because these cereals say they're natural, once again, the word natural has been hijacked.
Right.
And you know what? This is, once again, in the theme of the last few Casual Friday shows, never forget, folks.
Yeah.
Never forget that we have been fooled before. We have been lied to before. All you have to do is look back at things like thalidomide and what was the other one? DES that we just talked about. These are all things that the FDA approved and the pharmaceutical companies and the food manufacturers will sell to you and you will get sick from taking them if you are stupid enough to believe that these things are good for you.
There are a couple other brands here. Mother's Brand cereals made by PepsiCo contains high level of GMOs, 28% of the corn to be genetically engineered.
Oh.
Whole Foods, the 365 brand, corn flakes contained high levels, 50% of genetically engineered corn.
And pesticides as well? Did it say
pesticides? It just says no,
50%.
50%.
Yeah. So you have to assume that some pesticides are in there as well.
Barbara's Bakery Puffins, I've seen those at Whole Foods.
Really?
50% genetically engineered corn.
Oh, I've seen those too.
Uh-huh. They have them on like
the puffins. It has like a little picture of like a penguin or something on it. Yeah,
they
I have
sell
seen
those.
Them. Yeah.
The one shining example it's listing here is the Honest Organic cereal is Nature's Path.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen anything like that, but its products are all certified organic. Contain no significant GMO contamination, and they're clearly made with entirely non-GMO ingredients.
Well, there you go. If you absolutely have to eat a cereal, which I don't know why anyone would eat cereal, to be honest with you. I mean, that's just my take on it. But if you absolutely have to eat cereal, there's one that you, I guess, is safe to
eat. It was called Nature's Path. Do we have to take a break?
Yes, we have to take a break, Elisa. I'm so sorry to derail you. But when we come back, what can we talk about?
Well, we're going to finish talking about cereal because I have
good.
A couple other things I want to discuss.
Okay,
about
good, that. Good. All right, so you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX
RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just want to mention that the Millions Against Monsanto have organized a World Food Day, which is October 16th. For those of you who live in our region, Louisville, Kentucky, Memphis, Tennessee, and Nashville, Tennessee all have National Food Day marches. You can go to millionsagainstmonsanto.com to learn more. You know, I'm really upset with Millions Against Monsanto.
Why?
Because we had Alexis Baden Mayer on the show one time. It was a great show talking about Monsanto. And I challenge anybody to find any radio talk show host that rails against Monsanto to the degree that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that they would like me. I've invited her back on the show numerous times, and she doesn't even reply to my emails anymore, which really makes me suspicious.
Why?
About what they're really up to. Well, I did get her on the phone one day, and I said to her, I said, am I a little too volatile for you guys? Are you trying to, like, distance yourself from me because maybe I come out too strong and you guys are trying to be more moderate about the way you handle Monsanto? And she goes, oh, no, we love your message. We love your show. Why won't you come back on? It's almost like she wanted to distance herself from the show. I got to feel that way. I'm sorry. So I'm still going to support Millions Against Monsanto, but, you know. I've invited her back no fewer than 6 times in the past few months.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I said, come on and let's talk about the whole California initiative to get GMO, she said she was going to get the guy Bronner from Dr. Bronner's soaps on the show because he was supporting it. I said, let's put a show together. Let's do something.
and never get any emails back from her. And then, you know, it's like, I'm not going to keep asking her. I'm trying to do her a favor by helping her spread the word to my audience. But, you know, I love what Millions Against Monsanto stands for, but what's up? Why don't you want to come back on the show? It just makes me a little suspicious, that's all. Anyway.
Okay, back to the cereal.
Yes.
I do want to read, Kevin Johnson posted on Facebook, I'd rather chew wood than eat puffins.
Yeah.
Worst cereal ever.
Yeah. Yes, and we actually did a show on Kellogg. Stelios Katsaris is posting about Kellogg's. He's right. Dr. Kellogg was a religious fanatic who was totally opposed to sex. He said that all disease was related to man's desire for sex. And corn, and eliminating fat from the diet and eating almost exclusively corn, lowered the sex drive in humans.
Uh-huh.
And that's where Kellogg's came from. We did a show about 2 years with Sally Fallon from Weston A. Price Foundation talking about how Kellogg's Corn Flakes, which was really technically the first cereal, came about.
Didn't they do a movie? Wasn't there a movie about the Kellogg family?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think I remember. I think it was Anthony Hopkins that was in it. Or I think there was a movie about the Kellogg's anyway.
Yeah.
But anyway, the only thing I want to talk about further about cereal, and then we can move on.
Yes.
There was an artist cereal box stunt. If you live in the Los Angeles area and happened to be perusing the cereal aisles at the Venice location of mega supermarket Ralph's.
Right.
It says you may find yourself confused. There's a contemporary artist by the name of Ron English that has rebranded several boxes of cereal.
And they actually put them up in the aisles?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congratulations to Ralph's. No, really, for doing that. That's great.
He's rebranded them and given them a satirical twist, sugar frosted fat, fruit looped, and sugar diabetic bear.
Oh, I like that.
This artist is famous for hijacking and twisting pop culture icons and advertising brands for his surreal pop art. And then it says that further in the article, it says that General Mills is vigorously attempting to reformulate its cereal to reduce the sugar content.
Yeah.
And we go back to, why not just eat whole foods as opposed to eating things like this?
You know what? How about this one, General Mills? Take a step into, like, the light and out of the dark and remove all the added sugars from your cereals and just use the sugars that are already resident in the components. Look, I'm not telling people to eat corn, but if they really want to do something, remove all the added sugar. And I know what they're going to say. Yeah, but kids won't eat it. No, kids will eat it. They may not like it in the beginning, but they'll get used to it. But who cares? Kids will eat their own boogers, for crying out loud. You want them to do that? It's like, give them something that's healthy, not necessarily what they want.
Well, it says that Lucky Charms, Lucky Charms is a General Mills product. It currently contains 15 grams of sugar per serving.
Per spoonful.
per serving. And the company's goal is to reduce the sugar content to under 10 grams.
Yeah.
However, that poses a problem because they need it to float for at least 3 minutes in the milk. And if they reduce the sugar, it won't float for 3 minutes in the milk.
Well, okay. That's an easy problem to solve. If I was General Mills, given the way the food manufacturers do business today, right? Okay.
Uh-huh.
I would go to the FDA and I'd say, look, we just want to add just a tiny, 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 tiny bit of styrofoam to the cereal. Just such a small amount that it'll be negligible. It really won't affect anybody. And then we're going to add some of Cargill's barleve to it.
Barleve. B-A-R-L-I-V.
And that way we'll be able to make it float for the 3 minutes and make it heart healthy for kids as well. And, you know, just a tiny bit of styrofoam, oh, come on, it's not going to hurt anybody. And the FDA and their divine wisdom will go as they're taking the $1 million from the food manufacturer with their left hand. They'll be shaking their right hand and going, absolutely, it is approved. You can now add styrofoam to children's cereal to get the sugar out of it.
Because it's good for them.
Because, yes. And you know what? It'll make their poopy float. They'll enjoy that, too. There you go. So, oh, my God. I know it sounds absurd, but it could happen.
Oh, it does sound absurd.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about vaccines again.
Ah.
Since
vaccination.
Vaccination.
Yeah.
I saw on the news recently, every day, they're talking
every
about.
Every 5 minutes, right?
They're talking about giving flu shots to kids.
What is that sound, honey? Oh my goodness, it's your phone.
They're giving flu shots to kids for free. They're going to all the schools.
Right.
And they're having a flu shot day.
Right. And they're actually having people dress up in Barney costumes. Come on, kids, come get your vaccine. Barney's going to give it to you.
Okay, so now they also have a new high-dose vaccine that's been promoted for the elderly population.
Right.
And it's called Fluzone High Dose, which aims to provide more protection for the elderly.
Right, right.
But the problem is it's not been approved by the CDC yet.
Well, the CDC is not on board with this notion that a higher dose is going to produce a greater immune response. However, the company, which is Sanofi Pasteur, doesn't care if the CDC is on board. They're going to start promoting it anyway. Now,
it says at this point the CDC is not recommending the higher dose.
Right. Because the jury's out of whether or not it's really going to produce a better immune response.
Right. Exactly.
But, you know, in preparation for the vaccine show, and I, by the way, for those of you who are waiting for the show, the reason that it's taking time, because I want to assemble the right people, the right information. I don't want the show to be slanted. I don't subscribe to conspiracy theories. I think that there are vaccines out there that deserve merit. But the flu vaccine for elderly people may be one of those things that deserves a hard look at. I mean, it may actually benefit elderly people.
Right.
So I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say, oh, all vaccines are you know, horrible. And no, it may be good, but I don't think a high-dose vaccine is necessary. So.
Well, and plus, if the CDC is saying that they can't recommend it at this time, then because there's not enough studies on it.
Right. And, you know, I like that idea. The CDC actually wants some studies, unlike the FDA, who allows vaccine manufacturers to vaccinate us without any real meaningful studies behind them and then protects them against lawsuits if their vaccines do cause problems. Do you know one of the things I learned about the upcoming show? Do you know that the American government actually has a department whose sole job is to fight the lawsuits against vaccine manufacturers and then pay out if they lose to the families? Did you know that?
No, I did not.
I talk about incestuous relationship.
Well, did you read the article about Finland, who they're going to care for narcolepsy kids who had the swine flu shot?
And then develop narcolepsy.
And then, yes.
So Finland is admitting that the narcolepsy occurred as a result of the swine flu shot. First of all, I want to say bravo to Finlandian government for accepting the realities and the blame and doing the right thing as opposed to acting like it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. This article was dated October 5th. The Finnish government and major insurance companies announced Wednesday that they will pay for lifetime medical care for children diagnosed with narcolepsy after receiving the swine flu vaccine.
Oh, my God.
We're having phone issues today.
I know. Whoever called you must be calling me now. But anyway, that's okay. Just ignore it.
Live
radio is a wonderful thing.
I started to say live television. This is radio.
Well, when we get the cameras, we are going to get cameras in here because people keep asking. They want to see us when we do the show.
Okay.
So we're going to do it. We're absolutely going to do it.
That means I'll have to look good every time I do the show.
Oh, please. I'm the one that's going to have to worry about that, not you. I come in here. Wait, on the hottest days of the summer, I sit in here with no shirt on. Oh. I can't do that anymore. So anyway. But yeah, I commend the Finlandian government or the Finnish government because I think that that's the appropriate thing to do, to acknowledge it and deal with it.
So they've got the swine flu shot and now they have narcolepsy, these kids.
Right.
That's disgusting.
Well, we know that there are children. I read and that either 63 or 83 families have been paid by this agency inside the U.S. government that is designed to manage and handle the problems from vaccines. 83 families whose children became autistic after being vaccinated and the government has paid out untold sums of money and the families can't speak about it because they've been, there's a gag order. They says, okay, we're paying you, but you can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman I wanted to have on the show won't come on the show because she doesn't want to end up because we're going to have people on both sides of the table, pro and against vaccines.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't want to have to debate. She's not interested in being on a debate show. A lot of people are like that. They don't want to come on and have to debate anything.
Why?
I don't know. I told her, I'll protect you. I says, don't worry. I mean, if somebody's, no one's going to, everybody's going to be respectful, but she wouldn't do it.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so what else are we talking
about?
Well, actually, I hate to say this, but we have to go into a commercial break.
Already?
Yes, they go so fast.
Okay, well, I have another article about vaccination that I want to talk about.
Okay, can we wait till after the break
to
do that? Okay,
sure.
So let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up with more about Vaccination Nation. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Company. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today. Today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Sorry, took me a little longer to get back on the air because I was busy getting vaccinated.
Did you go to Walgreens and get vaccinated?
Yeah, I got my shingles vaccine. Actually, for For my house, I had to have shingles vaccine because the shingles are not doing well on the roof. So there you go.
Okay. So there is another article from Natural News about Walgreens employees who are being so pushy with their customers that it's bordering on verbal harassment and over the top, trying to push them into getting the flu shot.
Well, you know what I notice? Outside of every Walgreens now, on the sidewalk and on the street, they have those little tent, what do they call them? You know, sign tents, like mm-hmm. And it says, you know, get your vaccine for $25. I'm waiting for them to hire the guy, like the pizza place where he spins the thing and throws it up in the air, come in and get your vaccines. Because they're really pushing vaccines in a big way at Walgreens right now.
Well, it says that their employees have a certain number of customers that they have to push into getting flu shots, and they have to arrange flu shot clinics at off-site locations and draw up flu shots to give to the customers. And the employees also said that they're feeling intimidated and feel like their jobs are threatened if they don't get this certain amount of people to do it.
Vaccine is big business. People don't understand this. You know, it's kind of like we ignore it. But if you think that diabetes is big business, vaccines are bigger business because everybody is eligible for a vaccine. You're only eligible for diabetes treatment if you have diabetes. That leaves healthy people out of the equation. Well, everybody is eligible for vaccination. Vaccines are big business, estimated to be over $20 billion by next year. A year. $20 billion a year in
You're
vaccines.
You're kidding me.
No. It's huge. So, of course, Walgreens wants their little cut of it. And companies like Sanofi, Pasteur, I mean, these companies generate hundreds of billions of dollars worldwide in vaccines. Oh, anyway.
I'm not getting one.
I'm not going to ever say I'll never get a vaccine. If something comes out and it's genuinely safe and it truly has a value, I may get one. But I'm not going to get a vaccine in current climate of today, the way they willy-nilly release them and the agents that they use. I mean, thimerosal is 50% mercury by weight. I don't want mercury in my body.
Well, I'm not getting a flu shot. I didn't say that I wouldn't ever get another vaccination in my life. I'm not getting a flu shot.
I'm not getting a flu shot.
I've never had one.
Really? Never? Good for you.
Never had one.
Maybe that's why you're so youthful, because you've never had a vaccine.
No, I've had vaccines. I've not had a flu shot vaccine. Okay. I just want to just mention this really quick. Remember a few weeks ago we talked about there was a town in Tennessee that was taking fluoride out of the water?
Yes.
Now there's a town in Florida that's going to stop adding fluoride to the water.
I thought you were going to say there's a town in Florida that's going to take the word Florida out of fluoride.
Pinellas County, P-I-N-E-L-L.
Oh, yeah, Pinellas.
Pinellas County, they're going to stop adding fluoride to their water.
Good for them. Bravo. Good move.
Well, this article is trying to turn it into a political thing, but it's really...
Why a political thing? They're saying that
it's
not a good thing?
They're saying it's being pushed by the Tea Party.
Who cares? I like the Tea Party.
Well, who cares? You know, it's not about that. It's about the fluoride.
But you know what I like about the Tea Party? They don't trust government, and we shouldn't trust government. That's the biggest mistake. That's why we are where we are. We give our tax dollars over to the government. We don't even ask for any accounting of what they do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust government anymore. It's impossible. So I like the Tea Party. Okay. What do you want to talk about next? I know what I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Susan G. Komen protecting their sponsors who make BPA-related products.
Okay. Who do they protect?
They protect companies like General Mills, Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Georgia-Pacific, and, of course, 3M.
Really?
These are all sponsors of theirs.
Really?
And interestingly enough, these are companies that either use or manufacture BPA. And Susan G. Komen's on their website, their official position is that, and I'm paraphrasing, that there really is no linkage between bisphenol A and breast cancer.
It says that the Susan G. Komen has posted statements on its website that dismiss. I'm having difficulty talking today.
Maybe you're hungry. Are you hungry? Maybe you're a little hypoglycemic.
Maybe. That dismiss links between the common chemical BPA and breast cancer, even while funding research that explores that possible connection.
And see that, and I think that's dangerous because, you know what? I don't trust the Susan G. Komen people because they're not talking about the right things when it comes to breast cancer.
I know.
In fact, Life Extension Foundation has a new webinar coming out about breast cancer, and Dr. Michael Smith told me that there is groundbreaking research in breast cancer, and they're not talking about it at Susan G. Komen, which makes you wonder what Susan G. Komen's real issue is. Is it really about curing breast cancer, or is it about, once again, a parasitic relationship feeding off of the people who get breast cancer?
Well, aren't they pushing radiation and chemotherapy?
Yeah, they're pushing all the traditional medical orthodoxy approaches that do nothing to cure the disease, only to manage it and treat it.
It says in the article, in April 2010, Komen posted an online statement saying that BPA had been deemed safe. And then there's been other recent statements that also say that there is no evidence to suggest a link between BPA and risk of breast cancer.
Now, didn't you say their former vice president or something from Susan G. Komen's organization was asked if the reason that they have this position on BPA is because they have contributors. Like 3M apparently has contributed over $1 million since 2007 to Susan G. Komen.
Yes.
And he was asked if, in fact, that's why they take the position. He said that's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. You know, I don't think it's ridiculous or ludicrous.
Well, also, what I find alarming is that the chief scientific advisor, his name is Eric Weiner, W-I-N-E-R. He said if a woman is particularly worried about plastics, she can avoid plastics in her life.
Who is that, Weiner?
The chief scientific advisor.
I'd like to smack him in his head. How can you avoid plastic in this day and age? So in other words, where is this woman going to get bottles of water that don't come in plastic? Or how is she going to store her food that isn't something plastic? That's the most that's like saying, you know what, you really don't have to breathe. Don't complain about pollution because you don't have to breathe if you don't want to.
And then there was another interview where he deflected other experts' criticisms by stressing personal responsibility. He said, nothing stops an individual woman from living her life a certain way. And if she chooses to do that, she can do that.
But you know what? That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about an organization that claims to be fighting breast cancer and searching for a cure, ignoring the fact that BPA is an endocrine disruptor that has been linked to all various types of estrogenic effects, right, which one is breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not saying that, hey, we don't need to tell women that they can avoid these things. We're saying, isn't this stuff bad? Isn't there a possibility that there's a linkage to breast cancer? We're not asking you to tell us, hey, well, avoid it if you want to. You need to take a position if your organization is about curing cancer. It's not Susan G. Komen for the cure. In my opinion, it should be Susan G. Komen for the score! Because all they're interested in is the money that they gather from their sponsors. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Good thing I don't have breasts.
Why is that?
Because I'd really be mad then.
That was posted by Dr. Rouse, and he also sent something else that I just wanted to point out. This is from the Townsend Letter, which is an alternative medicine site. In 1975, the number of women diagnosed with breast cancer was 12,591, while in 2007, an immensely higher number of women, 105,057.
Yeah, that's shocking. It's shocking.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. And you know what? Susan G. Komen is not going to find the cure for cancer. Well, she's dead already. But Susan G. Komen, the organization, is not going to find the cure for cancer. They're not interested in a cure for cancer. Because guess what? If breast cancer was cured tomorrow, all those people would be out of jobs. Think about it. You know what? I know that people are going to say, well, that's absurd. It's not absurd. Listen, these types of organizations are businesses, okay? The last person to be beyond reproach in this world was Mother Teresa, and she's dead. So, okay. What else are we going to talk about, Elisa?
Well,
how about Well, we covered that already. How about the, well, actually, we have to take another commercial break.
Okay.
Gosh, where does the time go? Okay, let's do this. We'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll pick it up. What are we going to talk about when we come back?
Well, we have lots of things from listeners that we need to cover, and then there's one other thing that I want to talk about, radioactive clay pot.
Yes, this is going to be under the topic of never forget.
Yes.
Okay, you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio, where the ranting runs free like the antelope. Okay. So the war has begun.
It has.
We've talked about this, especially when Dr. Michael Smith was on a couple times ago, that soon there would be an outlash because of the FDA's approach to wanting to control supplements and turn it over to their corrupt partners, the pharmaceutical industry. there would absolutely be an assault on vitamins mm-hmm. and supplements. And it's already started. There was a study that was published and released to the media last week end of last week saying that elderly women who took vitamins did not increase longevity. The percentage of decrease in the supplementing group was 2.4%. And to my opinion, that's such a small margin that it could be error could contribute to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, we don't know what supplements, what doses these women were taking. Were they taking the doses their doctors recommend, which is negligible, nothing? Oh, take 400 milligrams of vitamin C a day? Or were they taking the doses that are well known to have clinical effects?
I read in some article that they want doctors to start prescribing vitamins.
They want them to. Sure, that's obviously the issue here, because what they really want to do is turn the multi-billion dollar vitamin and supplement industry over to the pharmaceutical companies, because mm-hmm. the pharmaceutical companies see more and more people abandoning their pharmaceutical drugs for supplements that work. This is yet another example of the tenacity of corruption at the FDA. Terrible. And why we can talk about this and nothing is ever done by any of the politicians or anybody is beyond, well, it's not beyond me because the politicians are corrupt too, let's face it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. So anyway, so what other, isn't there something else that just came out about the vitamins not being effective? What was the other thing that we read this morning?
There was about...
Oh, yeah, prostate cancer. Yeah, vitamin E and selenium have been studied to see if they had any effect on prostate cancer. And the study was canceled through certain it didn't go the whole term because they said there was no effect at all. But again, these guys were given 400 IUs of vitamin E. They were given the inactive synthesized DL alpha tocopherol mm-hmm. instead of a full spectrum that includes tocopherol and tocotrienols.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they would argue that that doesn't matter. And who knows what the doses of selenium were? They were probably the 400 micrograms that the government recommends that people take. I mean, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. We don't need them. You know, anecdotal evidence quite often is more powerful and more proving than these controlled studies, because we know, we've done shows that studies can be designed to skew the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And many studies have been abandoned when the outcome wasn't on track with what the study authors wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
So it means nothing to me, this assault. And there is evidence that there is a backlash against this movement. People are saying, it's BS. We know vitamins and supplements work. We don't need you to tell it. And there's a backlash. There's actually, this new campaign is having a negative effect. It's not having the effect that they intended. Because people are smarter. And guess what? Some of us don't forget that the FDA has sold us down the tubes numerous times by approving things
mm-hmm.
that ended up hurting us and taking things away from us that could have helped us.
Right.
So, never forget. On the note of never forget, Elisa, tell me about a time when radiation was embraced as a good thing.
Well, when radium was discovered, it was thought to have curative qualities.
Right.
So they used it in some medical devices and quack potions.
Okay.
Okay. One of the most popular was a revigorator jug.
Okay, what was the revigorator jug?
It was made in the 19th century. It's shaped like an atomic energy plant.
Right. Now, obviously, the FDA wasn't around back then.
Right.
Okay.
Right, but still.
But had they been, they would have loved this.
But still, they thought that the radium had medical qualities to it.
Right. So this was a decanter.
It was a decanter. It was a jug that was made with a radioactive material. And evidently, they're still around today.
And still radioactive.
And
radium probably has a half-life of like a billion years.
Yeah, and they're still active.
Right.
So this article that I just read that said if you have one, you should use a Geiger test on it to make sure that and to see how active it is, and not to put your hand on the inside because it's still radioactive.
But people used to put water in it and then drink the water.
Well, yeah, that's what the jug says on it, to put water in it and drink the water out of it.
Yeah.
And the inside is where most of the radioactive material is.
Right.
It says fill the jug with water and you can drink it during the day. And this article says that's a danger to your health.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to point that out, that they thought that radium was had
healthy.
Good healthy qualities back then.
Yeah. And they thought and but move forward to when the FDA was in power, they thought that tobacco was a good thing for people and they should smoke cigarettes because they were beneficial.
Uh-huh.
And the FDA has approved a lot of drugs that have killed a lot of people. So don't forget, folks, the FDA is like asking the six-year-old kid next door, hey, little Johnny, I'm about to take this here drug. You think it'll hurt me? Gee, no, Mr. Wilson. Will you buy me a popsicle? You know, it's like expecting the FDA to tell you anything other than lies, other than lies. You can expect them to lie to you. But mm-hmm. expecting anything more than lies, you're an idiot. Oh.
I also wanted to mention back to the fluoride a little that we were talking about a little bit ago.
Right.
There is a website, the Fluoride Action Network, that you can go to and you can read a little bit more about fluoride dangers. It's fluoridealert.org. And there's a petition there also that you can sign if you're interested.
And what does the petition do? Would it help you eliminate fluoride from your local water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. We need that. We need that.
Thanks for that, Dr. Rouse.
There you go.
Okay, so Nick Guggs posted an article about birth control pills.
Yes, and they're good for you, right?
Well, it depends.
I mean, the FDA says they're good for you.
Well, it says that women on the pill are less attracted to their partners and less sexually satisfied.
Well, that's kind of a conundrum because the whole idea behind the birth control pill is so that you can have more frequent, unprotected, when I say unprotected, I mean for pregnancy sex. So you take the pill and you don't have much of the desire anymore.
Well, does that have anything to do with hormones that are?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we come back to libido. A lot of people think libido is this novel thing, like, oh, libido is so cool. No, libido is an indication that you're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a libido, you're not healthy. Because the organism is saying, hey, you're not healthy, so we don't want you procreating. So libido is a bigger barometer than whether or not, you know, you're a stud. It also means you're healthy.
It also said in the article that relationships that started when women were already using the contraceptives tended to last longer.
I wonder why. Maybe less mood swings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, you know, women have difficult periods of the month where they are more prone to mood swings, so maybe that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. I don't know. What else are we going to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, we are going to talk about California.
Yes.
For a second. They have made tanning beds off limits to most teens.
Really? Why? Mm-hmm.
There's a new law that they passed.
Why? Did they say why?
I'm reading the article now.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe, why don't we talk about something else in the meantime?
Okay.
I have a couple questions. Should I answer some questions while you're looking at that article?
That's fine.
Okay. So we have a question here that I just received, actually, from a fellow named Brad. He said, I was wondering if you know anything about using topical DHT cream. DHT stands for dihydrotestosterone. I've been reading some stuff online. And it said that when applied topically, it can actually get rid of man boobs or gynecomastia. I also saw that it's been used to increase the size, of a man's member. I didn't know that one. I don't care if you talk about this on the air. I know a lot of guys that suffer from low testosterone end up with shrinkage in the penile area. Thanks again, Love SHR and Casual Friday. Look forward to today's show. Okay, yes, DHT cream has been used in Europe for decades now to reduce gynecomastia, and it's very effective. You cannot get it here in the United States at all. The only alternative here in the United States is to use a product by Primordial Performance like AndroHard, which is a DHT derivative, or go under the knife and have the gynecomastia and glandular tissue cut out. I did not know that DHT has an effect on the mature penis. I know for a fact that DHT is the differentiating hormone in a fetus that turns it from a girl to a boy by enlarging the genitalia into a penis. I don't know that it has an effect on producing a larger penis once you're grown. However, you are correct that when testosterone levels drop, men's penises do shrink. Probably hearkening back to what I said a moment ago about the effects of libido. When your testosterone is shutting down, it's because your body is already on its way out. And let's face it, if you don't want the elderly, sick male of the species procreating, one way is to remove his libido. But the other way, just in case, is to make his penis shrink so he can't use it anymore, kind of take the tool away. But, yes, you are correct about that. DHT definitely can reduce gynecomastia, topical DHT. And your guess is as good as mine as far as increasing the size of the male penis. So there you go. Hope I answered that okay for you.
Okay. So I can answer your question now.
Yes, go ahead.
The tanning beds were made off limits because the determination was made after reviews of more than 20 epidemiological studies found that one's skin cancer risk increases 75% when people start using a tanning device before the age of 30.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's because tanning beds transmit a specific wavelength of sun's light instead of the entire thing. I wonder if tanning beds stimulate the production of vitamin D in the skin. I'd love to know the answer to that if anybody knows that, because vitamin D obviously can protect the skin against cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be interesting to find out. Okay, what else do we have to talk about, Elisa?
Okay, we've got some more questions. Marcus Duncan wanted you to do a show on BPA and phthalates.
Actually, we've talked. I did an entire show on phthalates 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Wait a minute. 4 to 5 years ago, I did an entire show on phthalates.
Mm-hmm.
It was done with somebody from the Rockefeller Foundation, the division that studies populations. And phthalates are very bad. They're found in higher degree in more flexible plastics. And we're finding them in water now. I forget what percentage of people who were tested for phthalates test positive for high levels of phthalates. Once again, like the genius over at Susan G. Komen, phthalates are in plastics, and of course we could live without plastics. Yeah, if you lived in the, you know, in the Appalachian Mountains in a cabin, but we come in contact with them. They are endocrine disruptors because phthalates are actually androgen disruptors. They're xenoandrogens. They actually attach to the male androgen receptor or the female androgen receptor and block testosterone and DHT. And DHEA's ability to stimulate the receptor. So they're the flip side of BPH. BPH mimics estrogen and attaches to the estrogen receptor. BPH is all, and we've talked about BPH indirectly mm-hmm. when I did the show on soy. Because here's what I find startling.
Excuse me.
What I find startling is this. That we're sitting here and we're pontificating about BPA and phthalates, which arrive in minuscule amounts in the average American's diet as compared to soy. So when you think about BPA, we know that BPA is linked to certain types of estrogenic-dependent cancers, mm-hmm. and we know that BPA can disrupt the endocrine system because it acts like and looks like an estrogen. Well, guess what? So do the phytoestrogens in soy. In fact, that's how the soy industry has made so much money, telling postmenopausal women to drink more soy milk, and it'll help mitigate their postmenopausal symptoms because soy has estrogen-like compounds in it. Then when you say to the soy industry, well, wait a minute. I thought estrogen-like compounds are dangerous. Then they say, well, the estrogen effects of soy are really not that big of a deal. Well, wait a minute. Does it act like soy? I mean, estrogen? Or doesn't it act like estrogen? Pick your side. You can't have both sides. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, phthalates and BPA are dangerous because they mimic naturally occurring hormones. They block those naturally occurring hormones from docking in the appropriate receptors. And as a result, they cause a complete disruption of the endocrine system. So much so that BPA cannot be in baby bottles and baby products anymore, because when the young baby is forming, we don't want it to go from being a boy to a girl or vice versa. However, why isn't anybody talking about the fact that there are mega doses of estrogen in soy products that make the contribution to endocrine disruption posed by BPA and phthalates look like a cap gun to a cannon? That's the one that boggles my mind.
So you did a show already on this. Do you know how long ago it was?
Well, the phthalate show I did probably 5 years ago.
Be in the archives for...
No, I'd have to re-air that show. Maybe the next time I take off, I'll have to make a note to myself and we'll re-air the phthalate show. And BPA, we talked about when I had Dr. Scott Connolly on the show, and we were talking about soy.
Okay, so you've done shows on that already.
Yeah.
And he did, Marcus did mention that he bought Hoffmeckler's book.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's a great book. Unlock Your Muscle Gene. You get it at Amazon.com. It's a fantastic book. Everybody should read that book. I really mean that.
Okay, here's another question for you from Michael Malcolm McGregor.
Okay, MMM.
MMM.
There you go.
And this is for you. What is your stance on inulin as a form of fiber and a sweetener? He says he's seeing companies putting this into more and more foods as a healthy choice. And to him, when companies start doing this, he questions it, since they will do what is easy, not what is right.
Well, also, they are being coerced by companies that will manufacture things. But just like the bar leave,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so some company came up with inulin, and now they're saying, hey, if you want to be able to put these health claims on your thing, use inulin. So you're right to be suspect of it. I don't know enough about inulin, but I do remember from a previous Casual Friday show that inulin is code for something else, and I just don't remember what it was. We had done a Casual Friday show where inulin fiber was code for something else that wasn't good for you. It was one of those – I can't remember what it was.
Was it
– I don't know if it was cellulose.
I can't remember either.
I don't know enough about inulin fiber. There's a sweetener.
It was high fructose corn syrup.
Yes, inulin.
It was high fructose
inulin
corn syrup.
Sweetener.
Uh-huh.
Inulin sweetener.
Yep.
As a sweetener is high fructose corn syrup. So I wonder if inulin fiber comes from corn.
Probably does, because the inulin was another name for high fructose corn syrup that they're putting into to foods now as a sweetener.
Yes, and you know what? The corn refiners are probably sitting back going, oh, darn, we finally fooled them. We got something they don't know. It's corn. It's mm-hmm. inulin. Oh, we finally got them eating more corn syrup. Yeah, that's what they're doing right now. So if in fact inulin is a corn byproduct, I would run from it. I would run from it because of the genetic modifications to 80%. It's estimated 80% of all corn and 95% of all soy are now GMO. I would run from it. But that's just me.
Okay, so this is just a comment from someone that I wanted to read to you, from Rye Andries.
Mm-hmm.
He said he just got his two free Quest protein bars.
Right.
And he says he's going to order a box for sure. He said maybe two or three.
Yeah, yeah.
He said they taste great. He can see how you can eat eight in a day.
Yes, and you've actually seen me eat eight in a day.
I saw you eat three today.
This morning, after a huge breakfast, I then had three Quest protein bars.
One flavor that he would like to see them try is s'mores. He said they did a great job of nailing the other flavors. And then he says, great radio show, Carl. I learn something new every show.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, another question is from Peter Gustafson. Is there a probiotic that has soil bacteria?
I don't know. I saw that question. I don't know.
Dr. Andrew posted, you can get that probiotic if you plant your own veggies and don't wash them properly.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think he's kidding.
And Johan posted, the clay commonly suggested in Africa contains important nutrients such as phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, copper, zinc, and iron. Some people like dirt. There you go.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's in the clay. I don't know. I think the person that I would probably pose that question to, if he doesn't already know, will probably be able to find out, would be Dr. Peter Rouse.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach has changed
in the
past week. I've been taking very aggressive doses of probiotics designed to be intensive treatment for stomach. I've been taking 200 billion in the morning and 200 billion at night.
And you got those from Dr.
Rouse. Dr. Rouse, along with some other supplements, added glutamine and some other supplements that are designed to help your stomach. The only thing that I did to add to it on my own was taking a single Tums at night with my probiotics so that the pH of the stomach would change a little bit and they'd be less acidic, so the probiotics would last longer and the FOS could do its job in helping the probiotics plant better. But I can tell you that just in the first 4 days, I noticed that I'm not waking up in the morning belching, even though my stomach is empty. After a meal, I don't feel bloated. I feel like the food is actually doing what it's supposed to do, moving through. I mean, Peter has, I've heard he's helped other people with these issues, but I always put it off. I wish I would have had him help me sooner.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach is coming back to normal, which is going to contribute to my success in the gym, because when you can eat right, you're stronger, you train better.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to thank Dr. Peter Rouse for helping me with that. It really makes a difference, and I can tell within the next couple of weeks I'll be 100% again. I haven't been 100% since 2008 when I took those. It was 2009 when I took those antibiotics that started this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, do we have anything else to talk about?
We have one more question.
Okay.
From Stelios.
Okay.
He thought the show with Ori was great also. He was wondering about the combination of fat and sugar.
Yeah, you know what? I emailed Ori. Let me check my email real quick. Hold on a second.
What he was wondering was the combination of fat and sugar being the worst combination for the hormone leptin. Does this include all fats and all carbs? If he combines honey, nuts, and seeds, is he shutting down his metabolism?
I actually emailed that exact question to Ori, and I have not gotten an answer back. Maybe next Casual Friday we'll be able to answer that, because I'm a big proponent of raw, unpasteurized honey. And some mornings I'll take a couple hunks of coconut oil and eat them. And then about 10 or 15 minutes later, I'll take a teaspoonful of honey. And that's got me thinking also what Ori said. So I don't have the answer yet, but I'll get it for you, I promise.
Okay.
Anything else?
I'm looking just to make sure that there's no more comments on Facebook that we need to answer.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Okay. All right, so thank you so much for listening to Casual Friday, and always thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. And remember, whenever possible, patronize the sponsors, because the sponsors make this show possible to begin with. And I know I've said this before to people, and I know that my audience is very responsive to the sponsors, and I want to thank you for that. I get emails from people all the time, and not only do they say they love the show, but they always list the things. I bought this, I bought that, I bought this, I bought that. And I want to thank you for that, because if it wasn't for the patronage of the sponsors, we wouldn't have a studio, we wouldn't have microphones, we wouldn't have anything. We couldn't – really, indirectly, this is listener-supported radio.
Mm-hmm. It
okay?
is. It
because
is.
You, the listeners, buy products from the sponsors pay to have the show air.
Mm-hmm.
So really, this is just like public radio when you think about it. This is listener-supported. Instead of me asking you to donate money to the show to keep it running, we ask you to buy products that have a value, that are usable, that will benefit you, and that keeps the show running.
Right.
So always patronize the sponsors whenever possible. Alisa, thanks so much for this wonderful show today.
Thank you.
And we will see everybody next week.
Bye.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.